Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, November 18th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Leading off today, Apple is rolling out iOS 15.1.1 to iPhone users. According to Apple, this update is meant to improve call drop performance on the iPhone 12 and the iPhone 13. You can update your iPhone to iOS 15.1.1 by heading into the Settings application, choosing General, then choosing Software Update. The build number for this update is 19B81, and it comes in at around 400 megabytes in size on the iPhone 13 Pro Max. Apple's release notes for the update are sparse. According to the company, the only fix is the fix to improve call drop performance on the iPhone 12 and iPhone 13. So if you own any of the iPhone 12 or 13 models and have been experiencing a lot of dropped calls, this update is for you. In related news, Apple continues to beta test iOS 15.2, and we've discovered a pair of two smaller changes. First off, for the first time, you can now search within a playlist for a specific song in Apple Music. This has been a long-requested feature for Apple Music, and it's surprising that it took this long to be added. The search bar is kind of hidden within the user interface, so to find the new search field, open a playlist in the Music app on your iPhone, then swipe down from the top to see the new search field. Apple Music playlists still have a ways to go in terms of catching up with the competition. They are missing many of the more modern collaboration features, as well as sorting features and more. But regardless, the addition of a search field is a nice step in the right direction, even if it's long overdue. Secondly, as we talked about last week, after the iPhone 13 was announced in September, many repair shops noticed that it was no longer possible to replace a device's screen without disabling Face ID. Apple shortly thereafter promised that this would be changed in a software update, and iOS 15.2 Beta 3 is the software update that makes that change. iOS 15.2 Beta 3 no longer disables Face ID when the user replaces an iPhone 13 screen with another one, without moving the microcontroller from the original screen to the new screen. Previously, if the screen was replaced without changing the microcontroller, Face ID would stop working. But it's worth noting that although Face ID now works after a non-genuine screen replacement, users will still see a message within iOS saying that the screen itself is not genuine. We actually have quite a bit more news about iPhone repairs after the break. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Now is a great time to take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing application for macOS. Email marketing is one of the best ways to grow your business and to build customer relationships, and Direct Mail makes it easy to get started. Unlike the competition, Direct Mail is built specifically for the Mac, not a web browser. This means you can create and send your email campaigns in half the time by taking advantage of all of the Mac technologies that you've grown to love. There's no more fumbling around with slow and clunky tools based on the web. Direct Mail comes with a huge library of attractive and customizable templates that look great on all devices. And if you ever need help, its customer service is staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9 to 5 Mac daily listeners can save 10% off all full feature plans by heading to directmailmac.com/9TO5. Rounding out today, Apple has made a major announcement in the repair industry. It is launching the new self-service repair program that will allow customers to complete their own repairs on their iPhones, including common repairs such as battery replacements, iPhone screen replacements, and more. Through the new self-service repair program, customers will have access to Apple genuine parts and tools and instructions to complete the repairs on their own. The self-service repair program will first be available for the iPhone 12 and the iPhone 13, followed by M1 chip Macs in the future. The program will first launch in the United States in early 2022, followed by additional countries throughout the rest of next year. The initial phase of the program will give customers access to genuine Apple parts, tools, and documentation for the most commonly serviced modules of an iPhone, including the display, the battery, and the camera. Over time, additional repairs will be added as well. So essentially, this means that if you crack your iPhone display, you'll be able to go to Apple's self-service repair portal on its website, look up the documentation, and then place an order for any necessary parts or tools to complete the repair yourself without voiding your warranty. This is a major announcement from Apple, which has generally opposed any sort of at-home or unauthorized third-party repairs. The documentation and tools available through this program will ensure that when customers are completing repairs on their own, they're using genuine parts and up-to-date documentation. But unfortunately, we are still waiting for more details on things like pricing for those parts and any other qualifications. And of course, the announcement also comes as Apple faces growing pressure amid the right to repair movement. Just earlier this year, the FTC announced a new policy to step up enforcement against repair restrictions. But even if Apple's hand was somewhat forced here, it is nice to see the company taking a step in the right direction when it comes to right to repair. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.